Oh, I missed.
Yes. Are you ready? Yeah, hold on, hold on. Shut up, shut up, shut up. Oh, stop.
Did I set you out?
Oh my god, stop.
Alright, we're good.
Wet ass.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Alright.
You guys.
Oh, I'm Axel.
I'm close.
Hey.
What's your actual name?
I said I'm Axel.
Nigerian.
That's not your name, bitch.
That's not your name.
That's his name.
Okay. I like how you move your hand every time you said your name.
I'm Axel.
Hi, it's Scarlett.
Big juicy fat enemy titties.
I like that.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good one.
I'm Captain America.
I didn't get to say my name.
I smell piss.
I smell piss too. I was gonna say that.
I do. I don't know.
That's a weird name you have though.
Thanks.
Anyways,
did one of the dogs just piss?
All right. Quick. How do you think the world's gonna end? Global warming is not an option.
Oh, I definitely think it's gonna be due to our own hubris.
This guy's seen Love, Death, Robots.
No, I'm saying like it'll definitely be because of us that we definitely.
It's gonna be us.
Like a nuclear winter or some shit like that.
Like no,
not a nuclear nuclear winter will be the death of humans, but the death of the world. We're killing this planet. That's why we're trying to go to Mars.
No way, my mom's just calling me in the middle of the podcast.
Hell no way.
Can we say hi to?
My mom. Hi, mom. You're on.
You're on the Homebrew podcast.
Yeah. Hi, Schmoopy.
Hello.
Hi.
How are all my kids?
We are good.
We ate canes.
I want to throw up.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, the club is going up.
Gross. Don't throw up.
On a Tuesday.
I don't give a shit. You have to clean it up. If you do, I don't fucking care.
Shut the fuck up.
Throw up already.
Okay.
Oh.
What do you want?
Oh, okay.
Paid for this.
Well, okay. Well, I guess I was going to call you for something else, but I guess now you're on the podcast. I got to walk out because of this.
What?
Why? All right, we'll just keep talking.
All right.
Does he have the mic?
I don't know, probably like a nuke or something.
I don't think we could physically destroy our planet.
Destroying, we can't.
No, I don't mean like blowing up the fucking Earth. Because if that was going to happen, that's going to happen when like asteroid or the sun explodes.
You mean like all living
just
beings.
Living life.
Well, yeah, live
for everything.
If we all go, probably everything else is going to go. Because if we all go, it's probably because we like nuclear winter, everything's fucking dead.
Yeah.
Gone. Finito.
Yeah, a nuclear winter can definitely kill us, but I don't think it can kill everything.
Cockroaches?
Vibing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and have you guys heard of, like, the water bear or the tardigrade? It's a microscopic animal.
Yes, the ocean cow?
Not what?
Oh.
It's a microscopic...
sea cow or something.
Yeah.
It's a microscopic animal that can it's basically survive in anything on Earth.
Yeah, because it can survive with no oxygen and the pressure.
He's not eating anything.
He's licking.
Probably the floor. He's pissed on it or something.
It could like survive in like space for just like a little bit, but it's still like.
I was watching a video on it where it was pretty much just saying it's not as invincible as you think, and I was listing all the shitty things about it. Like it could be crushed. Very easily.
It's pretty small.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Thing looks weird though. It creeped me out the first time I saw it, but now it's weird.
Like a butthole face.
Yeah.
It has a bowl.
The dents in its face looks like eyes.
Yeah.
It has six legs.
You know what those are? So the butt dimples. That is.
So is his nose next to its butt?
Wait, are you on your phone, Cassandra?
Yeah.
Don't be on your phone, it might mess up the audio.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did you just say her real name, even though her real name is Big Juicy Fat Anime Titties?
I thought it was Big Fat Juicy Anime Titties.
That's what I said.
No, you said big, juicy, fat anime titties. It's big, fat, juicy anime titties.
No, she checked it. It's big, juicy, fat, right?
Is it big, juicy, fat anime titties or big, fat, juicy anime titties?
That's a joke.
Big, juicy, fat anime
titties.
Pass it around.
How did he get out?
Because he's fucking smart.
What the fuck?
Oh, yeah, shit. It's big, juicy, fat anime titties. We were just talking about this, too, huh?
Yeah.
What is it?
Big, juicy, fat anime.
It's big, juicy, fat. I thought it was big, fat, juicy, but then I looked at the name and I'm like, that's not right.
That username was taken.
By who?
Someone else who wanted that username. Big fat juicy enemy titties.
I bet they look at your
and
username
then, and like wasn't your old one like Jonaloaf and now it's taken?
Yeah. Wait, it's taken?
Well, I thought you said you couldn't change back to it.
Oh, no.
Oh.
What?
Have you tried?
Let me try.
I thought you got stuck on the name.
Well, no, don't try.
That's why you
didn't. He wants lemonade, too.
I know.
I thought you said, like, I thought I saw in your story, like, I sent your story to you, I said I liked your name, and you're like, you said something like you couldn't change back to it or something.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, once you change your username, you can't change it back for, like, a certain amount of time.
Oh, okay. But you just left it because you
like
it.
Yeah, I'm like, I like it.
Yeah,
I'm going to
cut it.
All right, the new COD, what do you think?
Oh, have you seen the new trailer for COD?
Call of Duty?
No.
It's alright. She just recently got into COD, so this is gonna be only a conversation for me and you because Jared's seen it.
I'm sorry.
Did it look historically accurate?
Yeah.
Did Reagan have enough wrinkles?
Sure.
What?
Reagan sounded like Reagan.
They got
the voice acting on point.
Yeah. They had Ronald Reagan in the game.
Why?
Sick. I saw Reagan and I saw Carter.
Alright, Jared. Are you familiar with gun types of the era?
No. I'm familiar with what happened in the era.
Damn. Maybe Jacob.
Because I did see stuff that would probably portray the Vietnamese War. Vietnam War.
Oh, yeah, it's tied to Cold War, Vietnam War.
Yeah. And since it seems like Reagan's a big part of it, it has to be during the Vietnam War. Well, no. Vietnam War stopped in 75.
When was the Cuban Missile Crisis?
62. That was JFK, though.
Oh, we think it's going to show JFK getting shot?
Ooh, that'd be interesting. Like, start with JFK?
How
many presidents were in between JFK and Reagan?
Reagan was 40, JFK was 35, I think.
Oh,
it's a while. After JFK was Johnson. Johnson didn't go for his full term because he didn't want to be president anymore.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, facts, no fibs?
No facts, no fibs. I forget why, though. After Johnson, I think, was Carter.
Carter 5?
Wayne?
Jimmy Carter.
Lil Wayne.
Peanut Boy.
Lil John.
Peanut Boy? What are you talking about?
He liked peanuts.
What?
Yeah.
I didn't know
that. Wait, was that the guy with the brother who...
He is the oldest president that's still alive.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He's like 96 right now.
But he's not president.
He's not president. But he's alive.
How many presidents are still alive?
Carter, Clinton, the youngest Bush...
Not JFK.
Obama and Trump. So five, I think.
Really?
Five or six.
I mean, it makes sense.
They are pretty old.
Yeah.
Yeah. Reagan was an older president, though. I don't remember when he was born, but he would probably be like a little over 100 if JFK was still alive.
Would we say that Trump is our Reagan, pretty much? Because Reagan was an actor who used to act with a monkey, and when he ran, they were like, what the
except
fuck?
Except Reagan did a lot more for the office.
Yes.
Reagan did a lot better, except there were still people that didn't like Reagan, because I found out recently is he supported...
I was watching an interview today, and I was asking a lot of old Americans, I was like, what do you think the U.S. made a downfall? It's because people were saying, like, America sucks now, but it was like, when JFK passed away.
Yeah.
And a lot of people said that, and I was like, what? Jared says that.
Yeah, I said that last time because JFK had the highest approval rating of any president, and he was gonna make a deal with the Soviet Union to join together in the space race. But once he was shot, the president of Russia or the leader of Russia didn't trust Lyndon B. Johnson, so it just went all south from there.
Damn, we could have actually had Russian Elmo on the moon.
Yeah, well, no, we could have had a joint space race. It wouldn't even be a space race; it'd be a space.
Just space
team
trip.
So space the space trip. Race was after the Cold War, but the Cold War didn't really end, did it?
No, the Cold War ended. It ended in 1991 when the Soviet Union split.
No, that's not what I mean. But the space race and the Cold War were connected, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
The space race
okay,
was.
So is the, no, I knew that, but I was like, maybe the Cold War was finished.
No.
I didn't know when it ended.
The space race was
the dropping of the when was the Berlin
it's
Wall?
It's when
the Berlin Wall fell in 89, and then 2 years later. The Soviet Union fell. It was just a lot of public tensions because there were a lot of protests that eventually got the wall torn down.
I've seen a piece of the Berlin Wall. Really? It's at Chapman University.
There's a piece in Rosemont too.
For school,
it's the biggest part.
There's also a piece of wreckage of 9/11 in here. I'm like, that's weird. Was in California.
That's a long way.
It fell pretty far, I guess.
It's honestly funny that you bring these topics up because...
Yeah.
Don't say anything interesting while I've got...
Dogs. You can't. Hey, don't you think that's a little weird to have a piece of like 9/11 all the way over here? Like they had to get the piece
They had a, whatever they do, to clean it, preserve it, make it look all pretty and stuff for people to see. And then they had a ship or flight over all the way over here just for display. You don't think that's a little weird?
That's weird. Do you remember the video, or do you remember hearing about the disappearance of Flight 370?
Yeah.
Malaysian Airlines. How the debris went all across the Indian Ocean, and even though the site it was missing was somewhere in like Malaysia or Thailand, which is like Southeast Asia, the pieces somehow ended up in Africa.
Dude, Do you see Let Me Know's video?
Huh?
Do you see Let Me Know's
video? Yeah, that's where I know from.
I like that guy.
Do you know anything interesting about Great Lakes?
The Great Lakes, no.
One of the lakes, there's like, I think it's like 7,000 boat crashes happened in it, and none of them resurfaced. Because the lake, there's something weird with it.
Didn't one of the lakes, it was like...
The bodies don't float up, so if you die in the river, you sink all the way to the bottom and never resurface.
Wasn't one of the lakes part of the Flint, Michigan crisis? Where like the water was polluted?
Oh,
they had like mercury in the water, and that was a problem for like a good couple months.
Yeah, I think that was, yeah.
Don't talk to me.
But back to like the space race and the Berlin Wall. It's interesting.
We breaking everything on this podcast.
You literally stopped the recording. It's okay, just press
button.
Oh, shit. All right, so a fan fell onto this phone and stopped the recording, so now we got to clap sync again.
11:25, okay.
Yeah, mine was like 11:13.
What was I going to say?
I was going to say something. It was kind of interesting that we brought up the Berlin Wall and space race because for school I'm doing two history analyses on those.
Huh.
I found a bunch of stories about everything, bro. Well, I like the Cold War.
Cold Wars are cool.
This year, I've grown so interested in the Cold War.
It's weird how
on your bed.
When we went into Guatemala, doing all that stuff.
Yeah.
You know a YouTube channel called Salmonella? Academy?
No.
I'll send you a few links. He's funny, and he does, like, just history stuff. And like he'll do stupid shit. But it's all, like, pretty accurate.
I knew some stuff about World War II as well.
Wait, what?
Okay, the most interesting... I guess the Cold War has a lot behind it because it's Cold War space race.
It seems like there was a lot of secret shit. When did the Vietnam War end?
It was 55 to 75.
Okay, I was going to say 73. I don't know. Okay.
Odie?
I guess because those are all kind of tied in together, which would make that whole era interesting.
But any time in American history that I would like to learn the most about
is the early 1900s. Like from 1903 to like 1945.
So like the start of Jim Crow law. Wait, to what?
Like 1945.
So Jim Crow laws through both World Wars and the Great Depression.
I don't know. All right. Yeah, though that's the most interesting era of U.S. history to me.
Think so?
Yeah, Great Depression, early, the booming 20s, rockin' 20s.
The roaring 20s.
The roaring 20s.
The
roaring 20s. Great Depression, you had a...
World War I and World War II.
And then around like in the 1910s.
I would say World War I and World War II are the most stupid. It's locked.
Oh my gosh.
World War I and World War II might be the most interesting, but we learned so much about it in school that it kind of bores me.
Oh, the other lock.
Like, that's all. That's usually all we learn about.
Yeah, I don't
Every
know.
Every year we cover the World War
I know so much more about World War II than I do World War
I. I like history. I like all the history.
Oh,
how long
God.
Does it
Unlock
take
the
you
door.
To
pull the door in?
Oh, is it pull the door in? Oh.
Thank you, Cassandra.
This man.
I didn't even do anything.
Woman.
Oh, my God. I like history a lot. Like, honestly, I would take another history class if I could. I probably will one day. Well, I really like history. I think history's so fucking cool.
Yeah.
Like, pretty much any era, I think, is fucking cool. Okay. American Civil War, American Revolution.
Did anything interesting happen in between 1850 and... 1900.
Name
something.
The Civil War.
Okay.
The Civil War was 61 to 65.
Okay.
Can you hear me the joke?
I guess that's pretty interesting.
And then after that...
Why would it be in there?
The Union came back. And the presidents after that, I think, were basically just trying to get the rest of...
Yeah, like the Mexican-American War.
The Mexican-American War, I think, was 1849.
That was definitely the Manifest Destiny guy point of time.
Yeah.
Manifest. Yeah, I gotta go. Bye.
Manifest Destiny president James K. Polk. He was the one that started it. I don't think he started it, but he was the one that definitely advocated for it.
Yeah.
Alright, hold up. It's alright.
It's our okay. Destiny.
I was probably still recording off the actual thing. Boom! Boom! Boom!
That was at 7:33 on my recording.
It fell.
At what point in time did the North and South, Democratic and Republic thing change? Because Lincoln was Republican and he
oh,
was
the shift?
Yeah.
I also didn't know that.
Oh.
One of my friends told me
a
that
book.
That
I learned about this. Yeah.
That, and that the shift
I
wasn't.
I thought that was interesting because as soon as I learned Lincoln was Republican, I'm like, I thought Republicans were racist. And then I was like, a lot younger, so I was like, oh.
Fuck, there's a certain point in history where a famous politician said, the tides of something have changed now.
Yeah.
Basically meaning
roles
were switched.
Yeah, I think it all changed after the Civil War, but it wasn't instant. It was like a slow, gradual change over like a couple of years, maybe a decade.
I'm just gonna look it up.
Well, there was no immediate date, but
maybe it'll be like a general time.
Yeah, a general time frame. But I'm pretty sure
Civil War.
I'm pretty sure it's after
Civil War. Yeah, so after emancipating the.
Emancipation Proclamation.
Yeah.
Hi.
The 13th Amendment, I think. Signed January 1st, 1863.
How you know this? I know.
Yeah, but those dates are easy to remember.
WAP.
I didn't learn that at WAP. I remember the date of the Emancipation Proclamation. Did you know I forgot when the Declaration of Independence was signed, though? But the year. 1776. I said it's like 78 because I remember in 1788 or 89. Is when what's his name? George Washington was president.
Mm.
They said that around 1936 is when the
rules switch.
I
guess it's a little bit after some
time. That late.
Yeah.
That was like
that's when
the Great Depression.
And Franklin Roosevelt won the re-election. Apparently.
Really?
Yeah.
1933.
Look up. Okay, we know why the Democratic Party is donkeys. Why are the Republicans elephants?
Wait, what? Why are they donkeys?
Andrew Jackson was a Democrat, and people hated him because mostly
he was on the working class. He
was he was part of the working class. So he's trying to get more rights for them. But also he was the one that signed the Indian Removal Act, which moved all the Native Americans on the east side of the U.S. into Oklahoma.
Man,
that's not why
my brother.
Why?
Jacob is
he's
like
a history major.
Yeah,
Jacob's a history major.
Yeah.
Well, I just know a lot of this stuff because I had some sort of interest in history and I said that twice. I had some sort of interest in history in like elementary, middle school, but
really?
High school, like WAP, really changed it for me. I thought it was so interesting because we went
to the subject.
Both.
Who was your teacher?
Miss.
Oh!
She's awesome. And then Mr. I don't know why. We shouldn't be saying their names. What are we doing?
Bleep.
Okay, cut that out. Let's not say the names. My
bleep it.
Sophomore year
yeah,
history
bleep,
teacher.
I found the Republican Party thing. The Republican Party was formed in 1854, and 6 years later, Abraham Lincoln. An image of an elephant was featured as a Republican symbol in at least one political cartoon and a newspaper illustration.
It's just the top block.
Seeing the elephant was an when seeing the elephant was an expression used by soldiers meaning experiencing combat. What is that word?
Fuck.
In 6 years, Abraham Lincoln became his first member elected to the White House. An image of an elephant was featured as a Republican symbol in at least one political cartoon and a newspaper illustration during the Civil War when seeing the elephant was an expression used by soldiers to mean experiencing combat. The pachyderm didn't start to take hold as a GOP symbol until Thomas Nast, who's considered the father of the modern political cartoon, used it in 1824 as Harper's Weekly Cartoon.
Oh, so I guess there's, like, a political cartoon thing, and people were
Nast, titled The Third Term Panic, Nast's drawing mocked the New York Herald, which had been critical of President Ulysses Grant's rumored bid for a third term. It portrayed various interest groups as animals, including an elephant labeled the Republican Vote, which was shown standing at the edge of a pit. Nast employed the elephant to represent Republicans in additional cartoons during the 1870s. By 1880, other cartoonists were using the creature to symbolize the party.
Okay. Jerry, who held the longest presidency?
Roosevelt. Four terms. And he was, I think he was the
four
only.
Terms?
Actually, no.
That's why he did three terms.
No, I think it was actually.
He didn't finish his fourth term, no?
He didn't. He died during it.
Yeah.
He died like a month into it. He died of a cerebral hemorrhage. But I don't think it was actually him. He served the longest term, the longest consecutive term, but what's his name? Grover Cleveland was the 22nd and 24th president. He served, I think he served full.
I think. Wait, both. Do you see him twice when you look at all the pictures of.
Yeah,
presidents?
Yeah. Whenever you look at the list of presidents, you see him twice. He's 22nd.
Well, does he have a different head image? Because every president has their own thing.
Portrait.
Obama's was cool. Obama's head portrait, like they're all usually very basic. They had that paper, which I forgot. There was something that, like, all the things that they're holding represent something. And Obama was literally just standing there, like in front of like a really tropical background.
I mean,
and everyone's like in a very serious settings, and he has like a. Like Hawaiian leaves and shit.
Oh, Hawaii,
he's
very
born,
green.
Because
he was born in Hawaii.
Born
in Hawaii. Yeah.
No, I know. But you should look at his and then everyone else's. Like, everyone's in like an office building or everything. No, but it's not Hawaiian. It's just like leaves.
Obama what?
Presidency.
What's Obama's last name?
Didn't your Jimmy Carter is the longest lasting president post-presidency?
Yeah, we said that earlier.
Oh.
He is the oldest president today.
Good job on him for
yeah.
living that long.
Anyways.
He looks so different. But you can kind of see similarities from his presidency.
We never answered why Democrats are donkeys, actually.
Oh, this is cute.
Yes.
I thought we did.
Yes,
I mean,
yeah.
I've never
look
seen
at Obama's.
This.
That's his official thing. Yeah. Because everyone has an official portrait painted of them, and Obama
that's
wanted that.
Obama, something
it's
I
you.
That's a hoodie
holy
design.
Shit.
Something
whoa.
I. It's a, oh, damn. Something I know is that Obama is probably one of the most athletic presidents we've ever had.
He played a lot of basketball.
He played a lot of sports in general.
Look at now. Just look at who is our. Just look at Bush.
Which one?
His presidential portrait.
Just type President Bush.
I mean, you'd have
there's
to,
two.
You'd have to
just type in President
have to have
Bush.
Like,
Junior was the.
You'd have to have Barack
last
Obama be have like a big painting because then every like politician is like, well, everyone who's saying like. Politics are all racist. Like, no. And they'll point a picture of Barack Obama, and he's the biggest painting. He's like, see, we had a black president once.
And
now, isn't the vice, if Biden
I mean,
wins the election, isn't there going to be an African American vice president?
Yep. Kamala Harris.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Wait, what?
Wasn't Martin Luther King president?
No.
No,
he was a civil rights activist.
Nelson Mandela
was
the first black president of South Africa.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he was a really good president. I don't
so
know
dumb.
Much about him. I just know he did really good for South Africa.
Why do you want me to look at Bush for? George
look
Bush.
At his presidential portrait.
That's
Bush
what I was
Jr.
asking, but you just said Bush. And I was like, what?
Oh, I was talking to them because they were like, which Bush? I was like, Bush.
Bush Jr.
Just Bush.
What,
Jr.
Is it just George
Kay.
W. Bush?
Democrats are donkeys because when Andrew Jackson was running to as a political picture somebody made to make him an asshole, putting him as a donkey, that they really like. Andrew Jackson really liked that because since he was a working class, it represented donkey. Or it represented them because donkeys are used to haul plows and move all this stuff. And
yeah, they have strong backs.
Yeah, so they ran with it and now it's their actual
yeah.
symbol.
Isn't.
Presidential.
I don't know. You think, are the wigs? Wigs?
The wig party?
That's pretty badass.
What's
yeah.
he eating?
I don't know.
Odie!
Odie! I like that you just
Odie.
Hear the sound.
So he like snapped and looked at us and then said, Odie, come here!
Come on, Odie.
What's in your mouth, boy?
Is it true that elephants are afraid of mice?
Is it true?
Oh, it's a bottle.
Have you heard of the. I don't know the name of the animal now. Shroot? I don't know.
Groot?
No, I need to look up the name.
You know, I am Groot can speak. Oh, wait, no, never. Sorry.
Groot.
Sorry, I'm out of it. I didn't finish the video. So I didn't know
that. Some elephants are afraid of mice because the fear that mice will crawl up their trunks. That could cause an irritation and blockage, making it hard for elephants
what
to breathe.
The
damn.
That is so sad.
Oh. Yikes.
How do scientists know? They just watched it like, oh, shit.
I'm not sure
what?
If this is true because I remember seeing this picture on Instagram, but then it got that, like, false party check thing. But apparently, elephant. I don't know if this is true, but I don't. I think elephants treat us like we treat pets. So like we think
yeah,
cats
yeah,
and dogs are
like,
cute, while elephants
cute,
think we're like
cute
a cute animal. Yeah.
Elephants.
Elephants are like some of the sweetest animals though.
They've been getting more violent though and shit because of poachers.
Because of us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, not us, but poachers.
Yeah.
Some humans.
I mean, yeah. We're dicks. Humans are the world's hugest dicks on the, like.
Shrew. It's okay. Sorry.
We're on
continue.
Top,
Yeah, I mean, like, we're, like, the hugest dicks. Like, even yeah. to each other, we're dicks. Like, we're probably, like, the biggest dicks on planet Earth.
Now, wasps are assholes.
Oh, yeah, you know what? Okay,
actually, you know why wasps are assholes? Because towards the end of their life, they kind of lose purpose. They don't really have a purpose to serve the hive anymore, so they go crazy. And they just start fucking stinging the fuck out of people.
That's mad.
That's why. It's because they're dying and they have nothing left to live for.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's sad, actually.
You asshole!
But you said it.
Anyway, the animal, shrew, it's like a rodent.
I did say they're dicks. Ah, fuck, they're dicks.
It's called a shrew. You can look it up.
Say the Grinch.
But I don't know how big it is. I'm pretty sure it's a rodent, so it's probably like this big, but it's related to elephants.
I know what you're talking about.
I forget the reason why.
They're not that small. They're like that.
Really?
Yeah, they're pretty decent.
You guys know the most poached animal in the world? The one that looks like an anteater, but it has a bunch of scales and shit?
No. Armadillo. Awesome.
No. I'll look it up. Literally look up the most poached.
I thought it would be dodos.
Dodos are
fucking extinct.
I know, exactly. So that's why I thought it would be dodos.
Dodos died because they were so stupid.
I think they died because of human hunting.
No,
because
we hunted them to extinction.
Yeah, well, I thought they were just so stupid.
No, we were just so mean.
No, we hunted them to extinction. They were big.
I don't think
they were as big as an ostrich, but they were pretty big.
I am ashamed to admit it.
3 feet tall?
There are different species of dodo birds. Want to know why I know that?
Are
surrounded
by at this.
I don't think dodos made it to the 1700s. They died in like 16...
I thought they died in the 1800s.
Maybe. I'm pretty sure they died in the 1800s.
Was it? I thought it was like the late 1600s.
Okay. There's this turtle that's delicious. The turtle fat is like so good. So dodo meat actually tasted like shit, right? According to sailors and stuff.
Oh, wow.
But there's a certain type of tortoise that we almost hunted to extinction because apparently their meat was better than any steak, any chicken, any meat.
Never heard of this, but Dan, I can believe it.
And if you use the turtle fat to cook it with the dodo meat, it is fucking scrumptious. I think that's one of the reasons why dodos were hunted to extinction, because of that.
Also
because
they're dumb as fuck.
I forget the name of the animal.
One of the super times.
Really?
Yeah, they actually thought humans were like friends. They were like, dodo's like, hey guys, what's up? And then fucking is like stabbed.
I'm pretty sure koalas are one of the dumbest animals. They're one of the... I'm pretty sure koalas are one of the dumbest animals because they have the smallest brain-to-body ratio and they also have a smooth brain.
Smooth brain,
smoother,
cute.
Smoother brain. And that's also what almost led them to... extinction.
Aren't they always
high? I don't know. But I think they were either almost led to extinction or endangered when the Australian fires went on earlier this year.
Oh, shit.
I like that article... the one tortoise,
tortoise in the hair.
Saved his species from extinction just by
one
hand. Oh yeah. Throwback to Vine.
I never liked Vine when Vine was a thing.
Yeah, I said to admit it. I never really utilized it until after.
I still don't utilize it.
I watch some Vine compilations. They're pretty cool.
Vines,
King Bach. King Bach.
Comically large spoon.
And then comically large fork.
Oh, okay. Okay, one of my coworkers almost was shot by the police.
Oh, really?
What?
So, going down PCH, he's going down this border patrol, and they stopped him. And then blah, 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 they're just talking. And then he goes over to reach for his glove box to get his stuff. And he has this little airsoft pistol. It's a cheap $15 spring-loaded. The fucking barrel's clear. It's like, obviously it's fake. The big-ass orange tip. And it's sticking out from under his seat. And he goes over to reach to the passenger seat to get to the glove box to get his, you know, ID or registration, all that stuff. And the guy literally goes, "Stop. Don't fucking move." Pulls out his gun, and he's like, "Don't move, slowly sit up." And this, like, he was just walking him through and stuff. And it was just like, he didn't say nothing, and then he got up. He's like, it's a fake gun. Like, the cop reaches in after they get him out of the car, and he just like lifts it up like that, and everybody knows it's a fucking fake gun. And then they went and they searched his fucking car and stuff, and like, they ripped his... you know the old CD cases?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They like opened it, so now it's like all like that, like it's not compressed together. It's boom, and they just threw it back in, and they saw there's nothing in it, and they just tore his car up and shit like that. And they actually almost forgot to give him back his ID.
Oh, dear God. Everyone saw that the gun was fake, and the cop still didn't know.
No, the cop still knew, but
But then procedure they had to search the whole car.
Yeah,
because he wants to find something now because he's embarrassed.
And then they're like, "So you're the only guy in California without weed?" And then
I heard,
because apparently everyone they searched because there were, it was a whole immigration thing and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. They were like, searching everybody. This? Thursday? It wasn't that long ago. This is recent.
Oh wow,
it's a white boy, a Filipino kid.
Okay. So I treat him like a something baby. I found out.
That's why he doesn't learn.
Yeah, I know.
I looked this up the night we did it. So Among Us, really good fucking game.
Yeah.
You know it came out 2 years ago.
It did.
It looks like an old game.
2018.
Yeah. I thought someone
told. It just
told,
looks
I,
like a knockoff.
Someone told me that it came out like the same time.
Fall Guys.
Yeah. Who said that?
I don't know.
Oh, the Fall Guys?
Yeah.
It looks
Fall
like
Guys
Fall
came
Guys.
Out very recently.
Yeah. I thought, because I remember, who told me Fall this? Guys. Someone told me this, that it came out at the same time as Fall Guys.
I can probably get
it. It looks like
IPS
Fall Guys.
I do.
Knockoff.
Really?
It's pretty fun.
There's a lot of Fall Guys knockoffs on.
I don't have any fun though on PlayStation.
Yeah.
I played with Zach is like almost.
Try
it. I think he has almost 10 wins. I don't know how he does it.
Oh, wow.
10 minutes on what?
10 wins on
I
Fall Guys. I got my first win.
I know he
recently.
Puts on his
own. He doesn't know how to have fun in a game unless he's playing with other people. Like, he'll play Warzone by himself and he'll try to flex his wins. But I'm like, how many kills did you get that game? He's like 2, 3.
Yeah,
Well, Fall Guys is different.
Hey, shit.
I haven't played it yet.
Fall Guys is just all. It's pretty much
platform.
It's
just a platform battle royale.
I play
my
brother's
game.
Well, it's not bad. Well, kind of.
I watched Mr. Beast and his two friends play who never really played it before, and they both won a game.
The funny thing is, what I like to do.
Have you won yet?
Yeah, I won once.
There's
like,
one place where you have to jump,
19.
And you can do this thing where you grab people, and it ruins your jump momentum.
That's an asshole move. If you do that, I hate them.
Dude, have
you
played
Soldier Boy? Soldier Boy?
Oh, yeah.
He's like,
oh,
my God. He's like, he was about to win. He was the only one. Dude, he was head. Dude, he lapped the people. That's what he did. And he was about to jump.
Don't
to
jump for the crown,
get,
but someone else.
No, he couldn't. He couldn't grab it. Man, I can't grab it. I can't grab it.
I saw that on Instagram.
He's running
back.
Did
you play it?
And
wait.
Then somebody grabs it. He's like, da. Soldier Boy's kind of funny.
Do you have Fall Guys?
What?
Do you have Fall Guys?
Yeah.
Do you have any wins?
No, I only played it for a little bit and then I fell asleep by accident with it on.
Well, I think he's got lucky.
It's
because
I
had
worked. I was like,
I feel like.
I mean, it doesn't look that hard. Like, I'm looking at the game.
I know
like
it doesn't look hard, but.
There's
like,
a bunch of tryhards on it.
Yeah.
It doesn't look hard.
I
but
just seen a scary thing about it.
Like, I can usually do pretty well in games. Sometimes there's one game called Slime Climb that's kind of annoying because the slime rises up.
Yeah.
And if you mess it. If you fall, like, too late into the game, then you're gonna
die.
I don't grab people in that part in the game. Because
yeah.
Like, that's so messed up.
You play?
I do play. I play on the
what,
games.
What makes the game hard, especially for PlayStation, ping. You guys know what ping is?
Yeah.
That's definitely the thing that makes it hard. And there's team-based games, like halfway through the episodes.
And sometimes the players you play against are like so dumb.
Yeah, you
can
sometimes get the most
there's
retarded
children,
teammates in the world.
Yeah. There are children playing.
I'm
going to
say
you have to realize. That's a big thing to realize.
Roblox is actually underrated.
Roblox is so good.
Roblox is
Roblox
underrated.
Is good.
Did you can't? I can't believe someone already like within like a couple of days like remade a parody of Fall Guys on Roblox.
Oh,
that was
yeah.
so funny.
I've seen. Yeah, someone sent me a video of
Fall
Roblox. Fall Guys.
Honestly, I feel like it didn't seem like it took that long. To
also,
make Fall, Guys.
Fall Guys is already in VR.
Oh wow!
Not
really?
Not made
yeah.
by
yeah.
the creator, but someone remade it.
No.
Have you guys seen Flight Simulator? Microsoft Flight Simulator?
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, I
like
the
crash into bullies.
The new cyberbully crash into
what?
Yeah.
Crash into someone's house and send them a picture.
Oh, he did have a
house. Oh yeah, it was like a group of Flight Simulator people start flying to Epstein's Island to see what's really going on. And you just see a bunch of big ass jets on an island. I like the one where it's like a new form of cyberbullying,
flying
a
into
Boeing 747
into
your
someone's house in real
house
life and sending
that.
Them a
that'd
picture.
That'd be cool to see what your own house. That's a good one.
Like, is it really that accurate? Like, is it just copying
Google
Maps?
Yeah, it uses
Google
stuff, I think.
That's actually really cool.
And like,
it's scary.
It's not in VR yet, though.
Imagine trying to figure out where someone lives.
I'm gonna find find your guys' house and send you a picture.
It's free, right? I think Flight Simulator. What is it? 19 that everyone's using.
I don't know.
I think it's free.
It's kind of scary, actually.
Microsoft Flight
Simulator. Like, just like be like, oh. Okay, that's where you live.
I flew to your house.
Yeah.
There's a photo.
The flight simulator
can probably fly to the ghetto.
Yeah, that's funny.
Trying to show Tom where the ghetto is.
Oh, okay, Tom.
Tom, look.
You're the only one that's going to get on a plane, right?
You say you live in the ghetto, Tom.
Yeah. Like, you gotta find Tom's house and be like, this will be you if you don't come to the podcast.
Yeah,
I don't know where he lives.
Did you go to Tom's house before?
It was like a fighter.
I've never been to Tom's house.
Remember we hanged out with Kathy before and we walked to Tom's house or something?
I wasn't there if you guys did that.
Yeah.
I've only hung out with
Kathy. So back to when Tom had a crush on your sister?
At that one.
Man, let that die, man. Let the man live. He don't care no more, please. I'm just kidding. I bring up to him too. It's funny.
What does he think about
Kathy when we were with Faith and Daniel?
Yeah, didn't we walk to Tom's house or some shit?
I thought that was Kathy's house.
When you guys went to
Christmas,
we did walk to Tom. That's where Tom lives?
Yeah.
I remember that.
I didn't go.
Yeah,
but I didn't go, but I remember going to Kathy's house.
Yeah, I went with
because Faith was there too.
I've never been to Kathy's house. Oh yeah,
I remember her mom gave us a little soup and stuff. She's so
didn't
sweet.
We play like Cards Against? Oh,
yeah.
We gotta play Cards Against Humanity.
Oh, I have the box, so I can bring it over.
Like the whole box.
I like the online version better.
Yeah.
Oh really? Okay.
You can just shoot the shit and like add shit. It'd be funny.
I want to play Among Us so bad right now. I'm not gonna lie.
True.
Sounds fun. Right now?
Yeah, like right now.
Okay, you know a video. Oh, what the fuck?
You're not even next to the microphone.
The microphone's on it, bro.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Make sure the cord doesn't accidentally touch the pause button. Like, turn your phone on.
Memes. Right? I just out meme people. He's got so many memes. They're like, wow. How does a guy have so many memes? I have them all. You know, I alphabetize my memes. Right? Because you gotta get them quick. Because I need more.
Do you actually know that?
No. You guys don't know that video?
No. I feel like you do that, though.
No, I don't, actually. I just have...
Yeah, you only have a little memes. That'd be pretty funny
if you alphabetize your memes.
Yeah.
I would make fun of you.
I'm not going to fill my phone.
I'll make fun of you for that.
You just be like, oh. This bitch need help.
Something Zach's been doing that I've seen that's pretty funny is usually he'll send me, like, a meme. Like, it's like two guys kissing, but it'll say, like, get on Warzone or get on Fall Guys. They're pretty funny.
Did he stop sending me memes?
He didn't?
Yeah, Zach.
I said he sent me memes before.
Stop sending me memes.
Is it the anime ones?
No, he kept sending.
Well, it wasn't memes. It was literally just like hentai, fucking big, juicy, fat lady animes.
I sent you memes for a little bit, and now I've been sending you like anyone I find Nikata Avogadro.
Yeah, it's funny. Just out of random.
I sent him like deep fried ones or just Avatar, the Last Airbender ones.
Dude, that stupid bread one. Why was that so funny?
I crumbed.
When two birds have sex and one says I crumbed.
That's a good one.
That's good.
Best type of bread. Croissant.
White.
Your mom.
Croissant. I mean crouton.
Baguette.
White potato bread. I've had that. It's like Oro Wheat. I think that's a brand name. It's really freaking good.
Sourdough baguette.
12-grain. 12-grain is good.
You know what,
none of
those
other things.
Not multi-grain. What is it?
I don't
care. The little white bear?
I prefer white over wheat.
I had a homie named Bimbo.
I prefer white over wheat. I know wheat is healthier, but white tastes better.
I like wheat because it's just a little bit sweeter. I like 12-grain.
I honestly don't care enough about bread.
I like sourdough. Is my favorite out of the...
I like sourdough in certain situations.
But you said croissant, so if we're saying...
I meant crouton.
Oh.
Yeah.
What's your favorite?
If we're saying bread type, I'm like sourdough baguette is my favorite. I had a sourdough baguette one time and it was delicious.
For the talking, that's why.
Sourdough is alright sometimes.
Good point. Hey, what's your favorite carb filled
thing?
Item?
No.
They felt
nice.
What?
What's your favorite thing with carbs in it? Like pasta or rice or
gross socks.
Wait, what?
Okay.
I'm sorry.
See, like, I don't care anymore.
Wait, what? What happened?
Because
she's
everything basically has carbs.
Yeah, exactly. It's like. But, like, yeah, like the carb items, like bread.
Do you prefer
rice,
sweet or sour?
Sweet.
I'm over sour. I'm actually over sweets at this point.
I'm going to be, like, if someone said, do you want some chocolate or do you want Sour Patch Kids? I'll be like, I want Sour Patch Kids.
Sour Patch Kids aren't even sour.
They're not.
I'm just saying they're sourish.
Kit Kat.
Warheads are sour,
yeah.
But I do not like the, like, just the fruity taste of it. It just does not work.
I like when your dad was in the car and he was like, check this out. Jerry, eat them.
Oh, yeah. And I down, like... I'm really good with sour stuff.
Dude,
I want to try the most sour thing in the world and see if I can handle it.
If probably dies.
It's like a, it's like a sort of powder, it's like powdered acid. I forgot what it is.
Oh shit! Lemon. Yeah, I feel like if something's too sour, it just is acid.
It, yeah, just a very strong acid.
I feel like I want to try the most sour thing that's edible.
Yeah, I'm one of those people that can bite into a lemon slice and not puck
it. I can see it.
Same. Never, the other ones.
You've never done it. I drank a bottle of lemon juice once.
Lemon Wade.
I probably could eat more raw onions than anyone here.
Probably.
I built a raw onion immunity just slightly.
I mean, honestly, raw onions don't.
I'm getting there.
Oh, dude, I got competition. I got to step up my game now.
I'm just saying, like, raw onions aren't. Oh, that's nice.
What?
Your wallet with that?
Oh, my wallet.
Yeah.
Well, you looked at my sock.
I looked at his sock.
Oh,
like, shit. Well, thank you.
He was talking about my weird Waker wallet.
Those are nice socks.
It's a top hat and a pipe. And I got Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
You had to sing it.
Yeah. I didn't even sing the right one. I don't know.
Anyways, he's talking about my epic Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah,
for
I'm
women.
I'm a huge
worst fan base of all. Anything.
Let me think about it. I just...
BTS, Nintendo. And,
Nintendo,
COD.
My Hero Academia. My Little Pony.
Persona.
Persona 5. It's a Smash Bros. No, yeah, Nintendo.
Smash, yeah, Nintendo's just
Nintendo.
Yeah.
They're never satisfied. They always cry
about
everything.
It's always like, why is it not a Legend of Zelda game? Or it's like, why is it not Super Smash Bros.?
Did you guys see that thing was like
everything, anything else?
Okay, so there's this YouTuber I like, and he made, it's like, this is the longest hate thread YouTube comment thingy. You know how you see all the replies?
Mm-hmm.
It's 500 comments, right?
Uh-huh.
And it was about, the comment was, I don't care what anybody else says. This is my favorite Paper Mario song.
Mm-hmm.
Or Final Boss song.
What is it?
I don't fucking know the name, but it was just a fucking Paper Mario game.
Okay.
And everyone just shit and was like angry, and it was just a fuel, just half a year, just argument.
I honestly think if you were to bring up the name of the song, she'd be like, oh yeah, I like that song.
Yeah.
I'll look this up, because I know it'll probably pop up.
Whatever song it is, I probably like it, because Paper Mario... Every single Paper Mario soundtrack sounds really good.
It was weird because it's like, one guy was like, "Oh, obviously you haven't played any other game or this and that. There's far better Paper Mario games or something like that."
Oh yeah, and they probably just named off like the original one or the Thousand Year Door. And I'm like, dude, who cares? I mean, they can like color splash if they want.
It's just like,
oh, it's like people are
guys.
But like it's the same. 500 comments of a half a year. Argument where you could just stop. You could just stop replying,
yeah.
And it's gone. And like,
dude, Nintendo is like so.
I can't find
it's
it.
So toxic. It's so toxic and so sad because it's one of the most family-friendly video game franchises of all time. But people just take it so seriously.
It's weird.
I like.
It's not a certain way.
This is
not right.
This is kind of off topic, but
Reggie.
I'm just saying. I like this. I think it's pretty funny. People have taken pictures of the. Like to dislike ratio on the movie trailer for Cuties.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
dude.
Fuck that shit.
Poor Reggie feels the man. He's like, his own entire thing is like he doesn't like when people do that stuff, and then like he's all like,
did
it just keeps happening.
Did you see the video about his chair?
Yeah,
how he was leaving.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And like, this is unacceptable,
yeah.
Reggie. He should get a top-notch chair.
Yeah.
I think that was like, dude, he was probably just vibing his chair.
Yeah, he's like, yeah.
Wasn't
that chair expensive or something?
No, the chair was cheap, but there was another version that was more expensive of the same model.
Uh-huh.
That had like more levers and was more comfortable. Like, you got Reggie the baseline, and he went so far into it. Like,
I watched the whole thing. I'm like, damn,
man. And
he was right.
And you know what? I was talking about one of the most crazy things was once people were fuming when they said, I was like looking at Twitter, I was like, oh wow, they did like a little Black Lives Matter thing. It's like, that's sweet of Nintendo.
Mm.
Okay, and then like, you scroll through the comments for 1 second, it's like, I thought Nintendo would never get political. I'm like, it's not political, it's just saying they're not racist.
Yeah, it's basically, like, even if they didn't mean it, they're just trying to, like, you know, cover the tracks.
Yeah, exactly.
Like
they're just trying to not
a
sound
PR
racist. A PR
like thing, like,
yeah. Well, and I guess. Reggie is black, right?
Gold.
Yeah, he
is. Reggie's black.
Yeah, he's black. Okay. Oh, yeah, I know, but like, it could be like someone. He could be someone else. We could be something else.
What?
Like,
isn't the new guy's last name Bowser?
Yeah.
Doug Bowser.
That's funny.
That was it.
They're like, we have to hire him. We have to.
Dude, he's funny. He just showed up to the thing. He's probably just a crackhead. And he's like,
was it like they said his name, like the new president, and then no, was it was president?
Huh?
President of Nintendo of America, USA. Right?
Yeah, he is Doug Bowser. Yeah.
Yeah, but like they didn't show who he was, but people were like, is that gonna be like they're like, Bowser for real? Like people
Bowser.
Thought like the actual Bowser was gonna be
the fucking big
president.
Ass turtle shell bitch.
Yeah, yeah. Like a Nintendo Direct happened.
What?
He's like,
what is he? Is he a turtle?
I forget.
Doug.
Fucking Bowser.
Doug.
No.
Doug is not a Homo sapien.
But no.
Homo erectus.
He's a turtle dragon. That's what.
Have you seen his show? You seen they go in their his own shell and he does like little spins like a turtle?
Yeah,
no.
But he also
did it in Tomorrow Odyssey.
But he's also a dragon.
No, Odyssey. I meant.
I still never
Space
played that
Mario.
Game.
What is it?
Odyssey.
Galaxy.
Galaxy.
Tomorrow Galaxy.
I played Galaxy 1 and 2.
I only played 2 and I thought 2 was good.
2 is really good, and 1 is like one of my favorite games of all time. And people, and if someone heard you say 2, well, you really enjoyed 2, people will absolutely shit on you.
Why?
Because people think that it's like, well, it's not Mario Galaxy 1. Have you played Mario Galaxy 1? Have you played Mario Galaxy 1? It's a better game. So why does it even matter? It's like, it's still a fun game. It's got Yoshi.
Sold.
Yeah, dude's got Yoshi.
Fucking Yoshi.
I feel like every gaming community
play
is
Luigi.
Really toxic.
Yeah.
It is really toxic.
What do you guys think about Reddit?
Reddit memes.
This
everyone
so
making fun of Reddit.
You got some shit to say.
Hold up. Ding, 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 ding. Are you playing Minecraft Pocket Edition?
I like about Discord server admins.
Oh, yeah.
Jacob annoys me so
Dude,
much.
Discord server admins
Discord
banning pedophiles. It's like...
I like the one Discord moderators when they get into a fight with someone in real life and they can't mute or ban them.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, I see the one today. Where like, stop posting memes in the hashtag general and Kitten, if you're online, please go on Discord.
Someone who's like about to be a moderator, I would do everything in my power to keep memes out of hashtag general. How is it like being a Discord moderator, Scarlett?
You got exiled.
I basically did get exiled. What happened was when I said that I was transgender, they got really weird about it. I'm like, you guys are weird. Okay, I'm bye.
Wait, what? When did this wait for what?
A few months ago, I was like a Discord moderator.
But if it was a transgender,
for who? Like for what?
It was a transgender community.
Like some Smash server.
Oh.
It was a Smash server.
Uh-huh.
And like
we're gonna smash you.
We wanted a straight person to do
and,
this, so we
and then like there's just a lot of like weird comments. Like, do you still have your hair?
Oh my god!
And I was like, and yep.
Keep it in a jar.
Yeah, but yeah, I'm like just
Are you?
Keep it to yourself.
So they were getting weird about it, so you just left.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, you know what? Yeah, so yeah. And like
yeah.
The and the poor guy who's the owner is like, yeah, I understand. These guys are weird as fuck.
I like band kid memes.
And,
oh my god! I saw the redhead guy that always does the Reddit memes, POV, the Reddit kids, whatever.
Yeah.
He did one recently. Like, hey, you want to come into the percussion room later and like do something?
Bros.
I've heard that earlier. I forgot what he said, but
it's
like,
oh,
okay,
yeah.
now he's gonna.
I've never seen
like
band kid like that ever until we got like what is it, like, after us, like that those kids.
Oh, was it?
Our class was kind of like that too.
Really?
Yes. Looking back at it, like,
yeah.
I saw them. Okay, I didn't really see the bad memes until later, and I saw them. I'm like, some of us did that shit.
Yeah.
Like I was like, God, damn it.
We did scream a lot.
Oh my gosh.
Well, I didn't scream.
I feel like the freshman class this year did it so much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that definitely influenced.
So, I hate my class. Like, they're
you guys still have band?
Kind of.
I feel like it's gonna be like it's gonna be online until school opens up because
yeah.
I think as of the 23rd we're off the government watch list.
Yeah.
And we have to be off it for 2 weeks before we can do hybrid.
Yeah.
Or the kids that chose to do hybrid if they want to do hybrid because some kids are gonna go online.
Yeah. I'm just.
I was gonna do
online. To talk about Reddit. Gonna...
What are you gonna do, Jared?
I wanted to do hybrid, but my mom signed me up for online because she doesn't think it's that safe.
I didn't
wait, what's
hybrid?
Hybrid,
hybrid,
hybrid Hybrid, Monday will be online, and Tuesday to Friday, you'll go to school from 8 to 12 with no break. But that's after... Because after
your year is going to be fucking weird. I feel like our year, our senior year, is probably going to be the weirdest. But this one's also going to be fucking crazy.
Man, I bet
that you... not pretty much not having
school. I like how weird when, like, it was happening, like, ever, like, people were making fun of, like, seniors and stuff. Like, haha, you get no anything, and then...
Juniors are even worse. You guys probably won't have homecoming. You guys won't have anything.
Yeah.
They have virtual homecoming.
Yeah.
Fuck, didn't Harvard do a graduation in Minecraft?
Minecraft, yeah.
Fuck,
I want to do that.
I know there's student classes in Minecraft, too.
No, yeah. I've seen a lot on Roblox.
Minecraft.
Wait, but...
all those high school...
I will invite you guys to my Minecraft graduation.
Yay!
The IP will be...
And everyone can go now, because there's no limited seats.
Oh, wait, will they do it on Java or Bedrock?
It don't matter.
No, when I heard about that, I'm like, maybe they have some for the Java users and then the Bedrock.
Okay, we got broke-ass bitches here.
Now to Minecraft. If they do that, it's probably going to be on Java, because it's easy to make a server... Well...
Mojang will be like, just this one time, you guys can switch. Cross-play.
You can't make a server that big on Bedrock.
What are you talking about switching? Like,
you guys can interchange.
Cross compatibility.
Yeah.
Oh, for Java and Bedrock?
Yeah.
I don't think that's ever going to work because...
Shut up. It was a joke.
Shut up. Well...
What if you just spectate?
This is like the Reddit...
No, I don't think...
You change... Okay. You have to do it on an older, maybe, version of Minecraft, Java.
That's not the point. It's because Bedrock... Java and Bedrock use different coding languages. Java uses the coding language Java, while Bedrock uses C++, which is why they're physically not cross-compatible.
Okay. We can make it work. Well,
maybe.
I kind of want to talk about the Reddit thing, because I think I have a huge opinion on Reddit, because Jacob, is a Reddit guy. He the thing is, what frustrates me so is that he'll be like, I'll show him a meme, he's like, I already saw it on Reddit, and I'll be like...
based on r/memes.
Yeah, like, I already saw it on r/historybuff and like
history buff.
Or like
okay, hold up.
I'm gonna say something.
Ding 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 ding.
Like,
hey, what's up,
like
dude?
Instagram, I'm a partner Snapchat, for the history like all that shit. But I think Reddit might be one of those actual social media sites that's easier, or I think might be a little bit better to make actual friends and talk to strangers and shit.
Yeah.
Discord can get a little bit iffy. Reddit also too, but I feel like. Because you could join a community that you truly want to invest your time in and learn. Say it's something, a hobby you're trying to learn, and people will actually be like, hey,
let me
do this, bro.
Yeah.
I did that.
A story about some guy who's trying to lose weight, join a bodybuilding fitness Reddit, and they were always on it trying to help him, and then he became a bodybuilder.
Damn.
Not like to go to shows or anything, but he got
just,
fit.
Yeah,
he kept uploading his progress on it, and everyone was so happy he kept getting upvoted.
That's
pretty cool.
Though Reddit is kind of trash.
Yeah.
At the same time.
Reddit. Okay. So Reddit has like those good guys, and so just the
Milady.
Then there's like the Discord guys, who are like a girl.
Oh my god.
Are you underage?
I like the Snapchat thing where it's like, how old are you? I'm 10. Are you sure? I'm 10.
Oh, the baby meme.
No, it's just like a conversation, but the.
I know what you're talking about. I'm 19. I just wanted to make sure that you're
okay.
Over 18.
I'm gonna look this up.
It's like I'm 10. It's like I just feel a little uncomfortable if you were that young because I'm 19. It's like I'm 10.
Yeah, I actually just downloaded Reddit because I want. I was like, I'm gonna join the Subway community real quick, and I'm just gonna ask.
What?
I was like, hey guys, I'm doing morning shifts. I didn't know what the fuck to do because I don't know if I was supposed to be taught something or like, cause they didn't teach me shit. And my manager was really mean. What should I do? And they're like, this one guy literally, let me show you. He messaged me and he sent me like so many shit about what to do in the morning shift.
Do people like actual workers of Subway go on the Subway Reddit?
Yeah.
What? This is a thing.
What?
This is funny.
I think it'd be funny if the subway Reddit was just spam full of those hentai edits where
no.
It's just like instead it's like a sandwich instead of a dick and it's like
no, it should just be.
I have never seen a hentai
sandwich edits of like the picture just.
I got 33
and
karma.
Shit,
I don't know what
hearts.
That means.
Like when you post something,
you
so
I don't post
that. And like if people like it,
I got 36 comments within like 2 days. I still get some a little bit.
Why is the
I'm thinking about getting Reddit. Like, I don't know.
I have Reddit. I don't know when I downloaded it, but whenever I open, like, a Reddit thing to, like, look up something, it's like, you want to open in Reddit? I'm like, look, I could do that?
Look, I posted this, and look how, like, much people are talking and shit.
Those are, like, big boy comments.
Yeah, and then the guy who messaged me, too, or girl, I don't know.
You should join the big peepee Reddit.
Oh, shit. You can go back to your comments and, like, bullet point them?
What on Reddit?
Probably for future people, because whenever you post something on Reddit, if you Google it, the question you ask
will pop up. Anyways, here. They're like, hey, I'm like, hello.
Honestly, that's how I search for some questions.
I thought it was a bot, but then, like, I'm nobody like,
pop, there's usually some stuff I search for that I know won't get, like, a exact response, and I can always rely on Reddit to give me a pretty good answer.
Yeah, I mean,
did you read it all?
Yeah.
I used
just basically everything what to do. And then they told me to do some of the stuff, but like, what was it? Like they have some fancy stuff at their restaurant. I don't have that.
The only thing I ever got from Reddit was guy who taught me about like modal mixture and
what?
Music theory.
Oh.
Oh, nice.
And I was like, oh, that's cool. And then I was like, okay, see ya. And he's like, yep, see ya. And I was like, okay. That was a cool offer.
I like how they always, like, I feel like they just, like, talk to you if you need something to help, and they're like, okay, cool, bye. And, like,
yeah, it's like, it's not like they're like,
they just like to help people.
Yeah,
they just like to help people.
They're not like the very next day, like, hey, so how'd you do on that? It's like, no, like,
unless
you
really needed help, they'd be like,
I feel like, okay, Reddit is very fucking toxic.
Yeah, but
I feel like majority of it is like they're just vibing, they're just chilling, doing their thing.
It's like the same thing as Discord.
But so, there's so much people.
Discord can be, except Discord, a lot of times, is pedophilic.
I've been
like
seeing lots of videos of like people busting people for being pedophiles.
Do you guys
Discord.
See the thing about the Club Penguin hack cracked or whatever? You know, they had somebody else, they brought up Club Penguin back, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then on the Discord, the guy was trying to, he got moderators or made them admins and shit like that, and he accused them, he made them like give him nudes and shit like that. This is a big thing, like
on Club Penguin?
Yeah. Like, after it shut down, he just brought it back up however the fuck he did. And it was a big, big, big thing. I think it was a big legal thing also. I don't know.
Probably.
Wasn't there also, like, a speech?
Yeah, it was the
remember when we used to play Club Penguin in the TLC room?
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't the real Club Penguin.
Yeah, I know. It was shut
down. So that's what you're talking
about? Yeah.
That's
pedophilia.
You know what's the craziest one? 4chan. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
I had no nothing about 4chan.
I didn't know what it was. I thought it was like a group of hackers and some shit. I remember hearing like, I was there like, oh my god, 4chan is gonna hack every Tumblr account, and I was like, Carissa, they're gonna hack you. Know where your location? She's like, shut up. I was like, oh. It's like small. So I was like,
I
think I was in sixth grade.
All the time, it's like Instagram meme pages, and it's like 4chan. It's just like bunch of hacker people. Like, I hear that a lot too, that 4chan people are like,
no, it's just like 4chan people like getting together to do a lot of stupid shit.
Yeah.
Like, they're just
oh my
I saw it all.
I like how you had a look at Axel when you did that. Like, not at the mess, but like, oh my god, I just spilled a drink right in front of you.
Yeah. Oh, he's
gonna drink it. You better clean it.
I know.
There's a towel right underneath you. Yeah, so you
okay.
Can
so, for those of you in the audience, something pretty funny just happened. Scarlett, genius, Marina over here, started pouring lemonade.
I wasn't paying attention. Poured lemonade straight on the floor.
No, it wasn't straight on the floor. Started pouring lemonade into a like fast food cup that still had the lid on it.
That's what happened?
Yeah.
And it was an instant reaction.
It wasn't instant.
Yeah.
She looked at Axel and was like, "Oops."
For a bit.
Yeah, I felt really bad too because I was like, "Oh shit."
Odie.
That reminds me of when you. That reminds me of when you spilled your Fanta and it took the second spill to make you realize.
Oh my god.
Pants.
Want to know a funny story? We tried to get Scarlett drunk. We tried to drug Scarlett.
You
what?
Did definitely try to do that.
We did.
What?
This is illegal.
That was illegal at the time that we did that.
Why?
It's still illegal now.
Yes, it is still very
illegal. It's illegal for all of us.
So, Scarlett's mother told Scarlett to move all the liquor from the top of the fridge because they found another place to put it.
Yeah.
As they're doing it, they always have this fucking tea that comes from a packing. They always put it in water. So what we did, we gave him a cup. We gave Scarlet a cup with liquor in it. But it had a little too much. So we tried to dilute it and this and that, and it just didn't work.
Yeah,
can you dilute alcohol?
Yeah,
yeah.
Water.
Yeah, just add more water.
I know.
You gotta take it with a taste.
It's because it's the percentage. If there's too much, like,
put
half liquor. If you put half liquor, half water, then there's gonna
be.
No,
you did. And you're like, my throat's getting warm.
Oh yeah.
You get? I don't want to drink this. Hey, don't pour that down.
I don't want it. We're like, drink it.
Why? Like, fucking drink it. I don't know.
It was funny. I didn't drink it though. So,
If you have a cup with like half liquor, half water, then it's gonna be 50% liquor.
I drink some.
If you add more water, it's gonna go down to like 25.
Yeah. And then and it was also really hot at the time too.
Shut up.
It was winter.
Shut up.
It was winter. I know. I was thinking it was really hot at the moment.
Ah, man, I love when I just, try to drug my friends.
A club like Pink's.
My mom let me drink when I turned 18 for my birthday.
Oh yeah, didn't you like?
They were telling me like, oh my gosh, your throat's gonna get all like when you drink this, and I was like, all right, and I took a shot of this like, what was it, this tequila? I was like,
yeah, I mean that's.
What was it? What was the percentage of it?
It was 13%.
13%?
No,
I thought it was more.
I don't know too much.
It was
about
more.
Alcohol.
I remember it was like
numbers
from Mexico.
Is that
or something.
Don Julio's, you know what that is?
Yeah, I know Don Julio's.
Yeah, that one. And they're like, oh my god, it's gonna burn. And they're like going crazy, like, and I was like, why are you guys like, it's just a drink. I don't know why it's like.
Have you done alcohol?
You know why it makes you feel warm? Alcohol?
My mom would love it. It's okay.
It opens up your pores and allows for the blood flow to move faster. So it gives you the illusion that you're getting warmer, but it's actually you're losing heat. So like, there's a myth about, if you're in snow, just drink and you'll get really warm. That's why like a lot of Russian people fucking drink. But in actuality, they're losing body heat just because of how fast their blood is moving. Mm.
So they're freezing themselves.
Yeah.
So in Africa, you should drink. Because you'll get cold.
This
yes.
guy.
I win.
Find some shade.
Full time with the penis.
I think it's time for a full time.
With the penis.
I think it's time to end this podcast.
How long have you been on?
Yeah, then
well, this one is 57 minutes.
It's an
the
hour.
The other one is 11:13.
It's an hour.
Oh, you can just keep going a bit.
Well, yeah, but I want
to. We got to cut out a little bit.
I know, but okay, fine. But
an hour and 8 minutes.
I know, but
so anyways,
I want
to
play Among Us.
Why is your sister a bitch?
I want to play Among Us.
I know you guys sing Among Us, but I keep hearing like Among Us.
I want to play new maps with you guys.
What is that one,
I don't know Final Fantasy.
Honestly?
Final Fantasy.
I think Final Fantasy community might be alright.
Yeah,
they might
cool
be
guys.
A little bit dicks, but you know what? They're just like.
They're just cool guys.
They play my game, and when I'm done, I'll just play some other shit.
Yeah.
Naruto. I don't like that community.
Oh, dude.
Boruto.
Naruto no Boruto.
What the fuck did you say?
Isn't that what it's called? Naruto no Boruto?
Boruto, that's Naruto's son.
Yep, that's all I know. Boruto is
Naruto's
son.
What the actual name of the fucking
show?
Yeah,
for his son, because that's his son.
Yes, I know. It's called Naruto no Boruto or something like that.
It's just Boruto.
No, it's not.
Okay. I'm not gonna say anything. I don't like Naruto.
What?
that's like the Final Fantasy meme that like.
Gongaga.
Yeah, this guy that says me.
Gongaga. Oh, I've heard that one before.
Yeah.
I've heard that audio.
Games, like all of them, they all look so different.
What?
Yeah, like
all the Final Fantasy games.
I played one of them, and I played Final Fantasy 15, and at the end, it made me cry.
Nice.
Aren't they all like different types of games? Like some of them are top-down RPGs. Was it Final Fantasy 7 one of those?
All the games are turn-based games except Final Fantasy 15, and that's why everyone said. Well, that's why Final Fantasy, the verdict on Final Fantasy 15 is still out there on Final Fantasy fans, because it's like, well, it's not a Final Fantasy game per se, because of how different it is, but at the same time, it's within the realm of Final Fantasy, so it's a Final Fantasy game, but a lot of people don't like it, some people do like it, and like, some people are like, this is shitty, some people are like, no, this is cool, and some people think it's better, some people think it's worse, you know, and so, but people who are like just playing the game for the first time, they're like, wow, this is a cool game. Like me, I was like, wow, this is a cool game.
And so that's my opinion on it. Like, in conclusion, it's a cool game, and it made me cry again.
I mean, it's all right.
I don't think I've ever had a video game make me cry.
Red Dead Redemption 2 almost made me cry.
Oh, yeah.
She was sad. Yeah. I love you, Arthur.
Twilight Princess made me cry. Legends of the Twilight Princess.
Dude, I cried it. I cried.
Oh my god, game Markiplier played made me cry. And he cried too.
Probably for me too, yeah.
We both cried.
Yeah.
FNAF made me cry. I don't think I cried FNAF, but I got scared as shit.
When it first came out, I was like, I was afraid of my dolls.
Have you guys ever had crazy. Straight up sleep paralysis with your eyes open?
No, yes. But I went crazy in middle school.
What?
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Yeah.
Like,
I would hear things a lot. My mom would get mad at me. She didn't. Well, she didn't.
Hear my mom calling my name a lot.
She wouldn't worry about me. She would just get mad at me.
Yeah.
She's like, that's what you get for reading all those creepy pastas. Oh.
Those are words I never did think I'd hear your mom say.
Yeah. Ever. I remember I was in Home Alone. The house I live in now, and you know where my kitchen is, right? So where I sit on the table, yeah. I was just drawing there, and I kept hearing someone's voice talking to me, telling me to go open the door, the back door, the one there, and they're gonna kill me, I'm gonna kill your family, I'm gonna kill you, and I was crying, and I called my brother, and then I called my mom, and they're like, that's what you get for, I'm so mad at you, that's what you get for reading all those creepypastas, blah, 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 don't read them ever again, and I was like, and I read one the next day.
We used to hear voices in this room.
Yeah, he told me.
Mad scary.
I have
the ghosts.
My eyes open.
I haven't heard of them.
It's been a while, but yeah, we said.
Have I told you guys that I had a reoccurring nightmare at one point or another? Well, like within like this quarantine, I had like a reoccurring nightmare. It's one that about because I have like really bad trypophobia.
The
whole thing?
Yeah.
That's fucked really? Up. I don't like it. I don't think I've ever
I have, like, I get, like, really anxious, and yeah.
And nipples get hard on that shit.
It's just weird. Like, they're so irregular.
But I keep having a nightmare, and it's like, well, and sometimes it reappears, but not as much anymore. But it's more when I get, like, really stressed or lonely. But I wake up, and it's a dark room. And I'm like, hello, is anyone here? And then when the lights turn on, I see, like, you know, a bunch of holes. And they're, like, the holes in the wall, and they start pulsating. And they're, like, moving, and they're, like, expanding and retracting. And then they start gushing blood. And then arms reach out from the holes, and they grab me, and they pull me into the hole in the wall.
Damn. Mm.
Fuck that. I actually had a dream not too long ago. Like, I actually remember it and remember the feeling of it. Because, like, I don't really dream that much. Or I remember. I don't remember. I dream a lot, but I don't remember them. I was just, you know, doing your fucking dream shit. You could jump very fucking high and shit.
Yeah.
I was just minding my business, and I jumped, I guess, on the roof of just this building. And I somehow ended up inside the building. I'm like, oh, I don't need to be here. And I walked out. I walked out to it was like a factory industrial area. I just walked out, and then there's a big gate. It's like giant-ass gates that are open, and they let big truck come in and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I just opened it and left, but it set off alarms, right? Because, you know, they were closed, and there's no need for anybody to be there. And, like, once I heard the alarms, I booked it. Just natural, just, I booked it, and it was, in my dream, it was in Irvine. But it was not in Irvine, because none of the buildings were real or nothing. I think I was gonna go see Fitz or something. It was really like a side thing, like that I'm just remembering right now. But I was just running, and I ran through this mall that's supposed to be in Irvine, and I'm just running through it. Next thing you know, the cops are in there, and they're just like, "You, stay right there!" And they're like looking at everybody to see who they are and this and that. I'm just fucking. I'm running. I book it.
Mm-hmm.
I book it to the other end of the mall. I go out. And I run across the street or something. Or like I think I go inside a store and I still close something.
Yeah.
And I go and I leave and I try to like change real quick. And I think I call an Uber. And then I leave. And then when I woke up, I was sweating. I was breathing heavily. My heartbeat was very racing. Like, it was weird. Like,
it almost like you did it, right?
Yeah, it was. That was the most vivid regular dream I've had in a long time. I usually have nightmares or just weird shit.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, but sleep paralysis is next level creepy.
I have it a lot.
Yeah, I mean,
I hate it.
And I didn't realize this.
And you scream a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't realize this until recently, but you're actually actually awake.
In
like,
sleep paralysis? Yeah, I've always
like,
been awake.
Like, isn't you, you're awake, but you can't move.
Your body's still asleep. Your mind has woken up, but when you go to sleep, you get paralyzed.
Because at one point, I was like, I felt like hot shit, because I was like, my mom said that if you're dreaming, you won't be able to read. And so, if you have sleep paralysis.
Yeah, I heard that
if you have sleep paralysis, you can like, put a little sign up there. And I'm like, yeah, okay, I'll put a little sign up there. And now the sleep paralysis, I know what it is. It's going to be a dream. And I could read it, and I'm like, oh, okay. And I started trying to move.
Like, you fucked up.
Yeah, that was like,
did you guys ever try to lucid dream?
No.
I don't. Like, lucid dream, you just control your dream, but how do you start a lucid dream?
But can't you, like, die from that or something? I remember I did it a lot in middle school.
There's the thing of.
You should have turned yourself
into
something.
Like,
I was like, fuck it, I got nothing to live for. I did a lot of creepy shit in middle school.
There's this whole thing about a couple that tried to lucid dream. Like, they would meditate and everything
really?
For days and days and days, months, and it was a big thing. It was weird. Like, I read a book when I was in school. The teacher read a book. And it was, like, this. I think it was the same author who did, like, the book on Zathura and all those. Like, that same art style.
Uh-huh.
It was about these magic figs, right, that this guy bought. And basically, anything he dreams comes true. Mm-hmm. It's like, I don't know, he dreams some weird shit. And he ate the figs just for the shit. You know, like, fucking figs. He ate them. And when he woke up, whatever
we'll have, like,
he dreamt of was on the news or some shit. So he trained himself to lucid dream and shit for him to be a millionaire and stuff like that. He meditated and trained himself to, when he dreamed, that's all he dreamt, to the point where, like, he was ready to eat the fig. And when he ate it, I think he, like, maybe didn't eat it all or something like that. He had a dog. The dog ate it. And so when he woke up, the dog was bigger than him. So basically, the guy was the pet or something like that. Yeah, the dog became the owner.
Yeah.
It's just, that was a big twist, if you think about it, as a kid.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? That sucks. I think about that, or I used to think about it, I'm like, that sucks. The rest of the guy's life is going to be just, oh my God, I always used to be human. I'm crazy.
Wait,
so what if? What if that was what he wanted?
Secretly,
that's
what
he
wanted.
He's like, oh no.
I'm gonna pay taxes.
Whenever I'm excited for something, the next day I always get mad when I have to sleep because I always dream almost every night.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm always like, fuck, this is gonna be a waste of time. like every night I'm like, oh, man, I wish I could wake up tomorrow morning instantly, but I know I'm gonna have a bitch ass dream.
Yeah.
It sucks because it actually takes up my time and it makes me upset because it feels like a waste of time. No, I'm being serious. Because, like, the other night I was like, oh, man.
What are you waiting for?
I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know. I probably just wanted to go to sleep so I could wake up and be productive again.
Dude, I'm like jumping inside, like, one of Ray's dreams, and it's like him just waiting in a long ass line. Like,
they're not even that interesting. I never dream I've never jumped really high or had weird dreams like that. I always dream like realistic shit that probably wouldn't ever happen, but they're not like unrealistic. Like last night, I'm pretty sure we went camping, but like
nothing interesting happened.
I think someone shit themselves or something.
I've been having
sure.
such weird dreams lately, like people being violent or murders. I remember I had a dream about my friend Liam with his mom, and yeah, it was like in a building, and she was going crazy, and she shot Liam, and she was going after all of us and shit. Well, just us three. You guys weren't in the dream.
Really,
I've been having so many weird dreams like that kind of shit, and I had one where like a guy, I told you it. Remember the one with that one guy who told me, like, captured me and would kill you if I didn't do what you wanted to do. I've been having so many weird dreams like that. I don't know if that means anything though. I've been having so many violent dreams.
Stress or something, maybe because you started working, you're feeling more stress. Like,
I have been getting
situation.
More stress. Like I've been getting more violent dreams like that ever since I started working at Subway.
Work is a different type of stress.
Yeah.
There's a different type when like about like three fucking people come in, you gotta make all these sandwiches.
Yeah.
And shit.
So
it's
and
a different type of stress.
It's kind
of
weird. Yeah, like I think I'd be fine if my manager wouldn't be like, "Come on, Cassandra, they're waiting on you." Like,
my boss.
She's kind of. She's really mean. She's fucking. She's been more nice to me though, because I remember when I wanted to put in my 2-week notice, I think my manager told her something, because she hasn't been as mean to me now.
Sick.
Yeah.
Right, beat
so
ass.
I'm like, but she still whispers sometimes.
Yes. I need to find it. I don't know if it's in my drawer.
Do you guys want to sign off now? Cause like it's 10:20 and I'm gonna get picked up like relatively sooner, so we can like play a few matches of Among Us.
I'm down.
Barry, do you not want to play?
You never had weird dreams.
The weirdest dream like, I had between the ages of 3 and 7, the only dreams I could remember were a reoccurring dream of me in Chinese place. You know, in Jared. Okay, you know where this is. In Vinewood, the famous Boulevard Strip. Like the famous Chinese home theater.
Yeah.
Always had a dream where the dream was completely red and there was always someone up there, a sniper, and he always killed my dad. And that's all I dreamt about for like 5 years.
Damn.
I remember I had it so much and it was in Van Nuys.
I had a recurring dream.
And as soon as I moved out of Van Nuys, I stopped having the dream.
But yeah, it's 10:20. We should probably wrap this up because
okay. Yeah,
they have to go in like 10 minutes.
It wasn't that interesting of a podcast,
but we did talk.
Yeah, it's quarantine, so we're not.
I mean, you could probably maybe make a behind the scenes of like that whole scene earlier.
I'll fucking figure something out. Yeah. All right then.
Goodbye, guys.
All right. Adios, Nigerian.
Bye.
Out.
Oh.
Me?
Gungaga.